Going to talk about Sunday's game and the rest of the NFL now with NFL Network analyst Darren Sharper. He joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. He's on Twitter at Sharper42. You can see him all over NFL Network, Total Access, and the rest. Darren, I think last time you were on, we called you an honorary Finnsider because you come on so much. We appreciate that, man. How you doing tonight?
Always like talking to you guys. Always like it.
We love our defensive backs around here.
DB!
Yes,
sir.
Let's start with a defensive back then. And what I'm really looking forward to on Sunday, and that is Brent Grimes and Steve Smith. I don't know how much man defense the Dolphins are going to play. With Cam Newton running around out there, you might have to be careful about that. But these guys know each other well from the NFC South, and they are two undersized but overachieving guys on each side of the ball. And Brent Grimes has just been outstanding for the Dolphins this year. Steve Smith still doing his thing 13 years in, whatever it is. You like this matchup as much as we do, just from a fun standpoint?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, probably pound for pound and inch for inch as far as height, the two toughest guys and the most competitive guys in the league with Brent Grimes. And you talk about Steve Smith. I want to see this matchup and really see how, like you said, do they man up Brent Grimes versus Steve Smith? And how do they try to slow him down? Because we know he's their number one receiver. But having Cam playing at the level that he's playing at, it's going to be a great matchup. Because both teams have to win. You know, the Dolphins are fighting for it, trying to stay in that playoff hunt. And Carolina is actually trying to maybe win the division. So it's going to be a great game, a good game to watch.
Darren, you look at this football team, the Carolina Panthers, and you look at they ran off six in a row: Minnesota Vikings, St. Louis Rams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta. And then you get to the last two where San Francisco and New England. Those guys, they're playing some really good football. How do you control these guys? Because it seems like now all of a sudden they're clicking on all cylinders.
You know, the thing that's allowed them to have that winning streak, everybody talks about Cam Newton. And for me, it's that defense. I mean, and that's why this matchup, I would say, doesn't favor the Dolphins, because we know the problems they've had with that offensive line. I had a chance to watch them play on Monday night. I was at the game when they played Tampa. That Tampa defensive line got after Tannehill a little bit. You know, Carolina is coming in with the same type of attitude that we're going to put pressure with our front four. Sometimes add a couple blitzers, but generally our front four is just going to create havoc. And that's why they're playing as well as they are. I mean, I'm going to give credit to Cam and that offense. They are running the ball more effectively, and Cam Newton is making plays with his feet and his arm. But for me, it's that defense. Just that linebacking core, that front seven is probably playing the best football of any defense right now.
Yeah, I was going to say something about, you know, Luke Kuechly in the middle. In the last game I was watching him, he was countering whatever the offensive, whatever the quarterback was countering. And that's very unusual to see something like that coming from a second-year linebacker. It seems like the move that Carolina made of moving him from the sandbacker to the middle backer is really paid off this year.
Yeah, it definitely has. And he's taken over that leadership role, making the checks. And his checks, I had a chance and I watched him. And they're not allowing him to do as complex a check. Like I would say, our Super Bowl year when Jonathan Vilma would basically, you know, wait till the offense came out, and he would say what kind of defense we were going, what side we were going. Luke, and they're keeping it simple for him, but he still has the ability to check. If they say they come out and they got a man coverage call and they see a certain formation, they're allowing Luke to basically check the cover too. That's all he usually does. But in saying that, that's still a lot of responsibility, and his play speaks for him for itself. He's probably one of the top middle linebackers in his second year. Makes a lot of plays, you know, can do everything, cover the pass. You know, he's smart to kind of diagnose the run. And it's allowed their defense to take off and play as dominating as they're playing.
Hey, D-Sharp, now, when you have an offensive player that is known to be physical, he's known to talk trash, how do you limit that stuff? When you're talking about Steve Smith, okay, with 46 catches, 512 yards, 3 touchdowns, but did you see what he did on Monday night and how aggressive he was? How do you defend that?
Sam, you know better than me.
Yeah, you know I know.
Going against scrappy, you a scrappy guy yourself when you play corner. And going against a receiver like that, that's why you saw Aqib Talib and those guys going at it. You could have predicted that from the opening snap that these guys are going to end up getting in each other's faces. But the thing about it is that you want to just keep Steve Smith from getting hot, getting catches. You say that about any receiver, but when he gets going, he's one of those streaky receivers that not only will he keep catching passes on you and shredding your defense, but he'll start to yap and yap and yap and get underneath your skin. And then if you get into a pushing match with him, he's got like this bionic strength for a short guy that I've never seen before, where he can toss guys 300 pounds. I don't know where he gets it from. It might be those big calves that he has, but that small guy is a strong little joker. So that's how you want to keep him from kind of getting going with all the verbal trash talk. It's just keep him from catching the ball. And when I played against him, it was hard to really get a shot on him because he was so aware and would get the ball even when he came across the middle and would be able to duck down. Or if you do get a shot on him, he's so strong that he can absorb it and still be able to make yards after the contact. So you have to be careful with him. But if you ever got your shot, you got to kind of get him underneath his chin. Even though that's illegal now, around his belly button.
No fines.
Yeah, that's the only legal place to hit him. Hit him around that belly button, and hopefully you can kind of slow him down.
Sharp, I know a lot of people are giving Cam Newton credit for the resurrection of that offense, but one thing I see from the Carolina offense is balance. They're running the ball effectively, which they're churning out those tough yards, but they're also passing the ball effectively. They don't have – Steve Smith is their number one. He is the alpha receiver, but Brandon LaFell and Ted Ginn are doing an admirable job at catching the football. So what do you think about their running game and the balance that they have and how they attack different offenses?
That's what has allowed them to get going. Everybody wanted to see Cam Newton just sit back and do what he did his rookie year and throw for over 4,000 yards and set these passing records, but that's not what a good offense does. You need to have some type of balance. And Carolina, from even when they went to the Super Bowl years ago, they always had a strong rushing attack accompanied with a strong defense. But that rushing attack pretty much opened up those windows to allow Cam Newton to fit the ball in. And like you said, these guys, receiver Ted Ginn has stepped up his play and kind of revitalized himself. We knew what Steve Smith was going to bring. Brandon LaFell, I think, has been the key cog, because when he wasn't playing well, everybody could double Steve Smith. Now that you got Brandon LaFell making some plays, you kind of have to balance out your defense and not just cater it to one guy. And then you always, like I said, got to worry about the running attack. You know, with big old Tolbert back there, you got D'Angelo that can take it the distance. But this offense has been more and more impressive with the balance that they have shown during this winning streak.
Doing a great job protecting the ball as well. I think Cam Newton, during the winning streak, six games for Carolina, he scored 13 total touchdowns and only turned the ball over three times. We're talking to Darren Sharper, the six-time All-Pro, won a Super Bowl with the Saints, now an analyst on NFL Network. I imagine Green Bay and Minnesota is a big game this weekend in your household, but for the rest of the country, maybe not all that interesting with the Viking struggles. So let me ask you about another big game that's going to be taking place on Sunday night, the 9-1 Broncos with Peyton Manning heading to New England to take on the 7-3 Patriots, who of course lost what I guess is a heartbreaker for them, against Carolina on Monday night. You know, Peyton never loves the cold, but obviously a big matchup. You have any sense of this one up in New England this weekend?
You know, when you look at the teams, everybody probably are going to say Denver because of that offense. The defense has played better. It's just the couple X factors with Tom Brady and how in big games he just seems to play at an elite, elevated level. Belichick, he's going to kind of come up with a plan. He's familiar with Welker and try to do some things to slow him down. He always is a mastermind in these games like this to kind of give his team a little extra information that kind of makes the difference in a game with two great teams. But you can't ignore Peyton's record in cold weather games. I believe he's under 500. His interceptions are like 21 interceptions, 22 touchdowns. So he's been up and down. While Tom Brady has been, kind of like a pillar and just playing consistently. And I got to go with New England in this game. I just do. Mm-hmm. Just staying at home, I just got to go with New England bouncing back and winning this game.
Very interesting. All right. Wouldn't be the greatest news down here, but obviously you look for a really exciting game on Sunday night. Darren Sharper on Twitter, at Sharper42. Always great to catch up with you, man. Appreciate it, and enjoy the games this weekend.
All right, fellas. Good talking to you.
You too.
D-Sharp.
There you go. Darren Sharper on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.